Living in Brazil. Oi, that means hi in Portuguese. My name is Marco and I live in Brazil. Brazil is a country in South America where more than 200 million people live, including me. Brazil is the biggest country in South America. It borders every South American country except Chile and Ecuador. Brazil has many rivers, mountains, and rainforests. In fact, the natural wonders of Brazil are what I love most about my country. In the north, the Amazon rainforest grows around the Amazon River. Nearly half of Brazil's land, it is filled with many different kinds of plants and animals, from orchid flowers to jaguars. Many tribes of native Brazilians also live in the rainforest. Because the rainforest is home to people, plants, and animals, Brazil has special rules about the rainforest. These rules protect it from being destroyed. In the south and center of Brazil, there are the Brazilian highlands. They're called highlands because there are many mountains and hills there. There are lots of big cities in the highlands. There are also lots of cities along Brazil's coast. Brazil has one of the longest coastlines in the world. People come from all over to visit Brazil's famous beaches. Brazil has a lot of famous cities. Rio de Janeiro is home to the world's biggest carnival. Carnival is a five-day celebration with parties, parades, fancy costumes, and big parties. Brasilia is our capital city. The whole city was built in 4 years. São Paulo is the biggest city in Brazil. More than 20 million people live there. Manaus is a much smaller city located in the north in the Amazon rainforest. I live in a city on the beach called Recife. My mom, sister, and I live in an apartment building in the center of the city. My mom is a nurse at the hospital. She helps sick people feel better. My older sister works at a bakery on our street. She brings home extra bread and cake every night. Each morning, my sister and I eat breakfast together. We munch on cheesy bread. My mom works really late at the hospital. She's still sleeping at breakfast time. My sister walks me to school on her way to work. I go to a private school. There are 30 kids in my class. We all wear the same uniform. School is very important in Brazil. I have to study hard so I can get a good job someday. Some kids in Brazil don't finish school. They have to work to help their families. In Brazil, the school year goes from February to December. I have summer vacation in January. During the school year, I learn about math, reading, science, and history. This morning, we are learning about Brazil's history. Remember the native Brazilians? Our history begins with them. Native Brazilians have lived here for at least 11,000 years. Many of them practice the same traditions they did hundreds of years ago. In 1500, the Portuguese explorer Pedro Cabral landed in the Brazilian coast. He claimed the land for Portugal. Settlers began moving here from Portugal and the rest of Europe. Soon after, the settlers enslaved the native Brazilians and brought in more slaves from Africa. They forced them to work on big farms growing food. Many slaves fought to be free. Still, as time passed and Brazil grew, so did slavery. But in 1822, the Prince of Portugal was given control of Brazil. He declared that Brazil was free to be its own country. And in 1888, the prince's granddaughter signed the law that made slavery illegal. The slaves were free. After our history lesson, it's time for science. We are learning about mangroves. A mangrove is a group of bushes or trees with thick roots. Mangroves are very important. Their roots prevent sand from being washed away by the ocean. And guess what? Next week, we're going on a field trip to visit the mangroves outside of Recife. School ends at noon every day. Lunch is an important meal in Brazil, so many kids eat at home with their families. My mom is still resting, and my sister is at work, so I eat lunch at school. Today we're eating rice and beans with fish. I eat with my best friend David. My favorite part of lunch is the fresh pineapple juice. It's so tasty. Davy's dad picks us up on his way home from work. We all walk to Davy's house. We change out of our school uniforms and play soccer with the kids on Davy Street. In Brazil, soccer is very popular, and it's no wonder. Brazil has had some of the best soccer players in the world. My favorite is Pelé. He helped Brazil win 3 World Cups between 1958 and 1970. We're really tired after the game. We snack on fruit and start our homework. We're writing a report about mangroves. My mom picks me up from Davy's house. A few hours later, at home, I work on my chores. Then I watch some TV until my sister gets home. In Brazil, we eat dinner very late, around 9 o'clock. I set the table while my sister cooks. Tonight, we're eating a stew made from beans, vegetables, and sausage served over rice. Yum! My mom tucks me in, and then she leaves for work. Before bed, I like to read stories about people in other countries. It would be so much fun to travel around the world. Would you like to visit Brazil Sunday?